world leaders on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy on Friday. The group of seven of the world's advanced economies, the U.S., Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and Britain, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The pontiff met with French President Emmanuel Macron, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who wanted to personally thank Francis.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your prayers for Ukraine, Ukrainians, for peace in Ukraine and children.
Francis brings his moral authority to bear on the group, addressing a special session on the perils and promises of AI. In doing so, he became the first pope to attend the exclusive gathering, offering an ethical take on an issue that's increasingly on the agenda. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
NATO will assume a greater role in the coordination of arms supplies to Ukraine, the alliance said on Friday, taking over from the U.S. in a bid to safeguard the aid mechanism as NATO skeptic Donald Trump bids for a second term as U.S. president. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels, quote, these efforts do not make NATO a party to the conflict, but they will enhance our support to Ukraine to uphold its right to self-defense. Muslim pilgrims attended weekly prayers at Mecca's Grand Mosque on Friday in anticipation of the annual Hajj pilgrimage. The Hajj is an annual pilgrimage that millions of Muslims make to Mecca with the intention of performing religious rites as taught by the Prophet Muhammad to his followers 14 centuries ago. This is VOA News. South Africa entered a new political era on Friday as the African National Congress agreed to enter a national